We're going to get our reaction from Tim Walz, Jacob Frey, and the like.
They want a show. We can't give it to them. We cannot. If you protest and express your First Amendment rights, please do so peacefully as you always do. We can't give them what they want. The hearts and minds of the people in this state are on our side. To Americans, I ask you this. Please stand with Minneapolis. To Minnesotans, know that our administration is going to stop at nothing to seek accountability and justice. The State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension are working on the investigation. We have activated the State Emergency Operations Center. State Patrol and Minnesota National Guard leadership is connected with the Minneapolis Police Department, the St. Paul Police Department, Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, the DNR, and Minnesota's Homeland Security and Emergency Management. We have activated dozens of members of the State Patrol's mobile response team. And from here on, I have a very simple message. We do not need any further help from the federal government. To Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough. There's nothing more important than Minnesotan safety. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They're teachers in your community. They're business owners. They're construction professionals. They are Minnesotans. Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight.
Tim Walz is running a close third and worst governors of the United States of America right now. Maybe even second. Nobody tops Gavin Newsom. Nobody tops Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is the worst. And it seems like if you are a Democrat, the worse you are, the more you're rewarded, the more they love you. I've seen a video where they were asking Gavin Newsom about possibly running for president of the United States of America. And it was people that were in the chat, mostly white liberal apologists, that were saying, oh, best governor in the United States of America. I'm like, where? Where? When? I might even be able to pull that up right away. Let me see something, because I think I saved it. I said, where? How did he become the best governor of America? When did that happen? How did that become a thing? Like, people were actually cheering it on. Like, yeah, you know what? Gavin Newsom, I could see it. They don't want him to become president because he's too deep. He's too deep. I don't think that these people's votes should count as much as ours, man. I don't. I don't think that these people's votes should count as much as our votes count. I think that we need to give these people like a third of a vote or like a fourth of a vote. Your vote, I don't know how you do it. Like, I don't know how you segment it out. Let me see something. Gavin, some president. Is this it? Look. Oh, yeah, I found it. I found it. They said, make America Gavin again. I said, make America who? Make America Gavin again. They're actually saying that. Listen, I would never lie to you. I would never lie to you. It's a video where they're asking him if he want to be president of the United States of America on MS Now. I hope he runs. He has my vote. And they have 14,000 likes on this pitch. Make America Gavin already. What? Newsom, while not perfect, would absolutely win. Newsom is 100,000 times better than Vance. I said, well, I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. Did I miss something? I'm out here. I'm looking at the graffiti right now. I'm looking at the graffiti on the building right now, I'm right here looking at Crypto Arena, looking at the graffiti on the high-rise towers, and they are literally saying the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life, bro.
We will not take the bait. We will continue to update you, Minnesota, as we get more information.
We collectively are going to do everything possible to get to the bottom of this, to get justice, and to make sure that there is an investigation that is conducted in full. But what we do know is that a 37-year-old woman is dead and that she was shot by ICE. We've dreaded this moment since the early stages of this ICE presence in Minneapolis. Not only is this a concern that we've had internally, we've been talking about it. They are not here to cause safety in this city. Mm. What they are doing is not to provide safety in America.
Yo, what up?
Hey,
what's going on, Lil? I'm on the live stream. You keep you a doctor's appointment.
I know. I gotta keep it. Hey, I'm an investment. I'm gonna take care of this.
When Craig came and kicked it with me and asked me if he should marry you, what did I tell him?
Don't do it. Told him not to marry me because I was crazy. Y'all don't listen to Anti. And that is the best movie ever made in his life. Don't listen to Anti, y'all. Don't do it. He kept telling, and he still say it to this day every time we see him. You should have married my mom because she's crazy.
I just told him that for Christmas. We just talked on Christmas.
That's what I was thinking.
I said, man, what was you? I said, what was you thinking, bro?
And what did he say? Hey.
Well, what was he supposed to say? You was standing right there looking at him.
Hey, he didn't have to marry me. He asked me. I didn't ask him.
Oh my God. Crazy as ever. Bye.
I'm the one that should have thought twice. Don't listen to Anti, y'all.
Bye. I don't be lying, man. I'm telling you. When I be talking to him, I'll be like, bro, what was you thinking? Why would you do this? What made you sign up for this task of managing this lady? What made you sign up for this task? I'm sorry. We got to get back to Jacob Frey. Jacob Fry, ladies and gentlemen.
What they are doing is causing chaos and distrust. They're ripping families apart. They're sowing chaos on our streets. And in this case, quite literally killing people. So they are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bullshit.
Whenever you see cornballs like this start to curse the way that they curse and say the things that they saying, this is what I call expert grifting. This is tier one grifting. Kamala Harris does it sometimes, and it's intentional, and they've already planned on doing it. They're not just saying it because, oh, it's just a spirit of moment, emotion. This is all planned nonsense, bullshit. I'm pissed off, so I'm going to say I'm pissed. And this is bullshit. It's all games, all playing in your faces. This is the same guy that was sitting here pretending and acting like he was so distraught when George Floyd, Black Lives Matters, he's had the Black Lives Matters mask on. He might as well have been in there with the kente cloth with Nancy Pelosi. Then he switched up and he had his super emotional moment when they had the shooting in Minnesota. I covered that. I'm starting to see this guy a lot. He's starting to really piss me off. And then he was over there dancing with the Somalis. He trying to learn Somali so that he can bend to their will. And now he's over here pissed. Get the fuck up. I'm fucking pissed. Shut your corny ass up. This is all intentional, and this guy is really, really trying for an Oscar. It's all an act. One thing that I could smell is I could smell a finesse. I could smell a bullshitter. I could smell bullshit a mile away, especially from a politician. You know how when people curse and it's not natural, like it's like, oh, you ain't never cursed before. It's one of them type of situations. It's certain things that people do that don't make sense. It's like, oh, you're not used to cursing. This ain't normal for you. Like, it's some people that just like, you know, they can just roll it off. This is part of the life. They don't even realize that they cursing sometimes. And then it's other people that do it casually and it comes out. It's like, you piss for real. And then it's the other people that never do it. Mama was probably slapping them, putting soap in their mouth. They never did it before. And they season an opportunity to do it. This is what it sounds like when he does it. Honest to God, this is what it sounds like. It's like, yeah, that was planned. Because there's a difference between being pissed off and saying something or talking in the moment versus, you know, oh, I'm going to make this a part of my speech. This is very much planned.
This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed. As soon as it happened and we learned of the incident, we had several priorities. The first, of course, was to get the victim to the hospital and to get care as soon as possible. And to the family, I'm so deeply sorry. There's nothing that I can say right now that's going to make you or your relatives.
So white liberal women are the biggest issue to America, and white liberal men are even worse because they're the ones that enable it. Usually they have a level of sassiness to them, maybe a part of the LGBTQ movement, and they'll do anything to be accepted, by whatever it is that's going on.
Are the friends of the victim feel any better? There were, I believe, two Minneapolis police officers that responded and were in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. The second was to get ICE off of the scene. There were dozens, if not hundreds, of ICE and federal officers that were there at the time. Having them there was only causing more chaos. Having them there was only making a difficult situation even more problematic, and one that, yes, they created themselves. There's little I can say, again, that'll make this situation better, but I do have a message for our community.
I can already tell that it's about to come again. The curse word, the curse bomb, the fuck, the shit, motherfucker, something like that is about to take place right now.
And I have a message for ICE.
The message for ICE is going to be, look.
Get the fuck out of Minneapolis.
I can't, bro.
We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. People are being hurt. Families are being ripped apart. Long-term Minneapolis residents that have contributed so greatly to our city, to our culture, to our economy are being terrorized, and now somebody is dead. That's on you. And it's also on you to leave. It's on you to make sure that further damage, further loss of life and injury is not done. We're going to be working towards justice as quickly as we possibly can right now. And justice is what we've all got to get. Next, a message to our community. Look, we all know that the agenda of this Trump administration is to create chaos. Let us respond right now with our best versions of self. This is a moment where all of us, in Minneapolis and beyond, we can rise to the occasion. We can show them who we are. We can show them the kind of courage, bravery, love, and compassion that makes Minneapolis, Minneapolis, and that makes America, America. We are better than a bunch of ICE agents being deployed to cities around the country and ripping apart families and communities. We're better than that. And so we are going to meet that hate with love. We are going to meet that despair with hope. We are going to meet that injustice with constitutional justice ourselves. And we're going to make sure that in this very difficult moment, we do not take the bait that these ICE agents are trying to create and that the federal government, to be clear, wants. They want us to respond in a way that creates a military occupation in our city. They want an excuse to come in and show the kind of force that will create more chaos and more despair. Let's not let them. Let's rise to this occasion. Let's show them something far more beautiful than the kind of division that they're trying to stoke. Let's show them unity, a purpose, of love, and the courage of our conviction.
I'd be thinking these people trying to ruffle office,
our conviction, to be clear, is rock solid, and it is for our neighbors, all of our neighbors.
I'd genuinely be thinking these
people. It's for people who have lived here for 80 years. It is for new immigrants who have made this city a better place. That's the kind of love that we're going to show up with right now.
I said the same thing. Are they trying to run for office? Who are you impressing? I know zero people that's engaged with this. It's like, yo, you know what? I'm feeling inspired by Sassy Frey. I'm feeling inspired by Sassy Frey. Zero people are feeling inspired by Sassy Frey. Zero. Zero. Fuck out of here. So y'all got the gist of it. You got it. He's emotional. He's feeling some type of way. Same old, same old. I'm going to get over to... I want to get part of what I want to institute into this show.